I'm the president of the union that represents approximately 7,600 ICE agents, officers, and support staff working for Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and I am myself an ICE officer. I know many of you are probably veteran immigration reporters, but for those who might be new to this, we are not associated with U.S. Border Patrol. We are not Border Patrol agents. We do not patrol the nation's borders. We are tasked by Congress with enforcing U.S. immigration law on the interior of the United States. So jumping into this now, I'd like to begin by quoting Senator Chuck Schumer from this past weekend on NBC's Meet the Press. The quote is his basic description of how he believes the Gang of Eight's proposed legislation on comprehensive immigration reform will work. Senator Schumer stated, "We've come to a basic agreement, which is that first, people will be legalized, in other words, not citizens, but they'll be allowed to work, come out of the shadows, travel. Then we will make sure the border is secure." So the plan of the Gang of Eight appears to be legalization or amnesty first, and then enforcement. That's a big problem for us. Additionally, please note that there is no mention by Senator Schumer in his statement or within the president's immigration plan or within the bipartisan framework for stronger interior enforcement. We fully support stronger border enforcement, but we know that much stronger interior enforcement is needed, but continues to be ignored by the president and others because this is more about amnesty or legalization than truly addressing illegal immigration and ending it. At this time, we are, you know, as a union, as law enforcement officers, remaining very open to anything that anyone would like to throw on the table in terms of immigration reform, as long as that idea is realistic and appears that it will work, that it will effectively address the problems of a broken immigration system across the spectrum. Our focus is on the enforcement part of this. We know for a fact that no future laws, regardless of how great they may be, will succeed if as a nation we don't enforce them. So here's my promise to America. If we don't take care of the enforcement part of this first, it will never happen. The only thing that will happen will be that 11 million illegal aliens will be legalized, and 10 to 20 years from now, the nation will again be facing the influx of another 10 to 20 illegal aliens and all the problems and expenses associated with that. We will be right back to where we are right now with a failed immigration system. Obviously, I'm not guessing at this. History is our teacher. It has already happened, and it's happening now. The biggest reason why we have 11 million illegal aliens in the U.S. now is that we are not and have not been enforcing the laws we already have on the books. Currently, U.S. presidents and their political appointees, such as the Secretary of DHS and Director of ICE, are all permitted to pick and choose which laws will be enforced and which ones won't with regard to immigration law, depending on their political agendas. Essentially, all of the fundamental principles regarding laws enacted by Congress have been thrown out the window. Until this behavior has been addressed, until it has been stopped, the American public should not have any confidence in or support any legislation put forth by the president or anyone in Congress. I cannot stress enough that without the enforcement part of this being reformed, we will have no reforms at all. This includes enforcement at the borders, and it also includes enforcement on the interior. Let me give you some examples of how enforcement on the interior works right now. We have 11 million illegal aliens in the U.S. Once in the U.S., those 11 million illegal aliens become the enforcement responsibility of ICE, not the Border Patrol. In fact, an estimated 4.5 million of those 11 million illegal aliens overstayed their visas. So they never made an illegal entry and therefore would have never even come in contact with the Border Patrol. So ICE's mission clearly is one of the biggest ones facing any federal agency or any law enforcement agency regarding immigration enforcement. Yet ICE has approximately 5,000 officers and agents nationwide enforcing immigration law, with 11 million here illegally. 5,000 officers spread up across all 50 states, Puerto Rico, and Guam. Hundreds of those immigration agents are assigned to non-law enforcement duties, so they're not even doing law enforcement work. As the Border Patrol has almost tripled in size since 9/11, we have experienced little, if any, growth. Those 5,000 officers are, for the most part, prohibited from making street arrests. Unlike the Border Patrol or any law enforcement organization in our nation that you're ever going to see, our officers cannot enforce the law on the street because of politics. ICE officers are now almost exclusively restricted to making immigration arrests inside of jails and prisons. So someone else has to arrest the illegal alien, another agency or a police officer has to arrest the illegal alien first for a criminal charge before an ICE agent can even attempt to enforce U.S. immigration law or make an immigration arrest. Per President Obama's appointees, Secretary Napolitano, Director Morton, once inside the jail, officers are not permitted to enforce the two most important immigration laws for any country, those laws being illegal entry and visa overstay. So, barred from making street arrests in almost all cases, restricted to enforcing immigration laws within jails, but unable to enforce the laws regarding illegal entry and visa overstay, even inside of jails, what are we doing? Well, for the most part, we can only make arrests if the person is already in jail due to an arrest by another agency, they are in the U.S. illegally, and they have been arrested for or convicted of a felony or convicted of three or more criminal misdemeanor offenses. So most illegal aliens already have full protection from the law. A form of amnesty, if you will, is already in place for millions of illegal aliens with extensive criminal histories and even criminal conviction histories, in addition to being in the United States illegally in violation of federal law. ICE agents are also prohibited from enforcing immigration fraud. The majority of people that we encounter are in possession of fraudulent documents, documents such as fake Social Security cards with real U.S. citizen Social Security numbers on them. They have fake permanent resident cards. They are involved in identity theft, which in most cases is almost always a state felony and definitely a violation of U.S. immigration law. But as the agency designated to enforce these laws, ICE, we are prohibited from enforcing them. If you can imagine, we literally stack these fraud docs up like baseball cards, phony Social Security cards, phony lawful permanent resident cards. We just stack them like baseball cards, but as officers, we are prohibited from doing anything about it. Additionally, there are U.S. immigration laws giving ICE officers the ability to charge and arrest individuals who are themselves public charges, individuals who come to the U.S. to take advantage of our welfare system. While the laws exist, ICE agents are prohibited from enforcing them. To kind of close this off, ICE agents have very strong legal arrest authorities. We even have the authority to make warrantless arrests. All of these authorities have been delegated to our officers by Congress. They are outlined in statute, but prohibited by a handful of political leaders and political appointees who, for reasons beyond our understanding, have the ability to override laws enacted by Congress. So when we say that we have no faith in future promises and enforcement, we base that on a total lack of enforcement that is happening right now regarding the laws that are already on the books. Congress, to include Senator Schumer and the Gang of Eight, have not taken actions to ensure that the laws we already have are enforced. The president hasn't either. When we add the fact that the president and the Gang of Eight have excluded immigration officers and agents from ICE and the Border Patrol from discussions related to comprehensive immigration reform, even after we send written requests to participate, for us, that's a loud and clear message that enforcement is not the priority. This continues to be a political matter. In closing, I would like to dispel the rumor that legalization will somehow lessen the burden to ICE officers in terms of enforcement. The idea being that if everyone becomes legal, there is no need for enforcement because everyone is now legal. According to DHS, ICE deported about 225,000 convicted criminal aliens last year. That's larger than the United States Marine Corps when I was in it. With only a handful of immigration agents nationwide, Puerto Rico and Guam, we are not even scratching the surface on the criminal alien problem in the United States. So when the magic wand is waved over 11 million illegal aliens and they suddenly become legal, we anticipate that millions could be criminals. But now they will have legal rights. So ICE will still be required to enforce immigration law against all 11 million until they become citizens. But our ability to enforce those laws will be far more difficult and far more time intensive. Not to mention the fact that we anticipate a run on the border, increasing the number of illegal aliens coming into the United States for years to come. So with that, I hope that wasn't too long for everybody. I'll open it up to questions. I'm not sure if we'll need it, but I think we're going to try to have about 20 minutes for questions.
Q&A session started.
Please just remember to ask a question. All you need to do is press star 6.
Hi, Mr. Crane. This is Katie Pavlich from Town Hall. Thank you so much for taking the time today. I can't hear the responses.
I'm sorry, ma'am. This is Chris Crane. I'm sorry. Did you ask a question?
Yes, I did. Sorry about that. This is Katie Pavlich from Town Hall. Thank you for taking the time today. I have two quick questions. The first being, are Congress and the White House doing ICE a disservice by ignoring the cartel element in this debate, especially when it comes to interior enforcement, criminal element, and street arrest?
I'm sorry, I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing you. Can you repeat that question, just the question?
Is this better?
Yeah, let's try it.
Okay. My question is Congress and the White House doing ICE a disservice by ignoring the cartel element in this debate? We now know that the cartels are very active within the interior of the United States, and I'm wondering if that does ICE a disservice to leave that element out of the debate when it comes to interior enforcement, street arrest, and deporting criminals.
Absolutely, that part is absent from this discussion, as are many other parts of this. I mean, if these folks coming over here seeking work, the biggest example being a little old lady that can cross the desert and cross. We know that the drug cartels, the lieutenants and the troops, they're all, the soldiers, they're all within the interior of the United States, and they're all conducting business, as are many other criminal elements and criminal individuals. There are people coming here for this to be a land of opportunity, and there are people coming here because the United States, for them, is a target of opportunity. And we believe that there's a very disproportionate number of criminals coming into the United States, and that conversation is almost completely absent from this entire public conversation about what's happening. So, I mean, yes, I couldn't agree with you more. And it's just another part of this debate that gives us this concern that this is all about politics and not about really fixing the problems that we face within a broken immigration system and providing for what's best for everyone in America, to include, and most importantly, public safety for American citizens and anyone that's here legally or illegally.
Great. Thanks so much.
Did you have a second question, ma'am?
I did, but I don't want to take up too much time, so I'll just really quickly ask the second one. On the issue of reform, say they eventually do get a deal, my question is, what happens to the thousands of people who aren't interested in becoming citizens or engaging in reform, such as the criminal element or others, that decide to stay? Do you believe that you'll finally be able to enforce the deportation laws on those people who don't engage in the reform process?
The devil's going to be in the details, so we're going to have to see what they actually propose, and that's one of the biggest reasons why we say immigration officers and agents and prosecuting attorneys have to be involved in this, because it's going to be so important, our input is going to be so important to talk to them about the obstacles that we now face with regard to enforcing the law, the types of things that we need to be in place, to be in our statutes and our laws that assist us, especially with identifying criminal elements and, individuals that just otherwise shouldn't be here. So, definitely, yes, that's going to be an important part of this. But to predict what's going to be, in the laws is almost impossible, I think, for us.
Okay, great. Thanks so much.
Hi, John Hinderacher from Powerline. The prohibitions that you described directing ICE not to enforce immigration laws in various respects, are these in writing? I mean, are these written orders that have come down from people like Janet Napolitano? And if so, where can we go to find them? Are they publicly available?
Well, first of all, most of them are not in writing. Most of them have been verbal so that, that they wouldn't get released to the press. However, ICE came out on December 22nd, I believe it was, of this year, introduced a new detainer policy, which, of course, detainers are just what ICE agents use within jails to say, hey, local police department, here's a piece of paper called a detainer. We're asking you to hold this person for us. When you're done with them and you get ready to release them, please call us and we'll come and pick them up because we've identified them as, person being here illegally. So the new policies for that actually identify many of the things that I discussed in the opening statement with regard to you can't just arrest someone for being in the U.S. illegally, for overstaying a visa, for entering the U.S. illegally. You must also have a felony arrest or conviction or three or more misdemeanors. So those types of things are now starting to come out. They are in the detainer policy. I'm not sure if that detainer policy is, out there as public knowledge. I believe it probably is, but I don't know that for sure. We did turn it over to Congress as part of, or to the Senate, as part of my last Senate testimony. So I don't know if that would make it more accessible to you or not. I know it was introduced into evidence by Senator Sessions.
Thanks.
Does that answer your question, sir?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay.
Just a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 6.
Hi, this is Caroline May from the Daily Caller. I understand you sued the Department of Homeland Security and ICE last year, sued Morton and Napolitano last year, and that lawsuit is still ongoing. I wanted to hear where it stands at this point.
Well, right now, I think you're probably aware that the judge determined in that case that the immigration agents do have standing. So it does continue, and I believe that there's a hearing on April 8th or the 9th, which I will be at, regarding an injunction. But that's where the case is at right now. That's all I know right now. But if you need more information on that, I can definitely get you in touch with our attorneys or anybody like that that can give you more details on it.
Great. Thank you.
Leanne, do you know the date on the hearing?
It is April 8th.
Hey, this is Matt Boyle from Breitbart News. I wanted to ask you, if a package ends up getting, a reform package ends up getting passed that doesn't address these interior enforcement issues that you're raising, as well as, you know, other things like doesn't effectively address border security, are we going to end up in the same position that we're in right now 10, 15 years down the road?
Absolutely. I don't think there's any two ways about it. We will continue to have political appointees and presidents, like I said before, determining which laws will or will not be enforced. And you know, there's absolutely no doubt that we're going to end up right where we're at right now, because that's what got us here to begin with.
Okay, Chris, I believe that was our last question.
Okay. Well, for anybody that's still on, thank you so much for getting on. We appreciate your time, and have a great day.